Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. You're number two, burns the hair in my nose. But we fought hand in paw, now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.
Any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of scum.
Forever and ever, we should stick together. We need ska now, more than ever.
This is Buster Blood Vessel from Bad Manners.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Inner Rock Room.
Hey, it's Dave from Muscle Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful ska listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Russ and Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from The Resonators.
Hey, this is Dan Pete. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
How you guys doing? This is Chuck Robertson from the Mad Caddies. You're listening to Mr. Beefy.
get there, you know. Who the hell you are, by where the hell you've been. Take a fast, take a slow, take it somewhere in between, yeah. You crank it up, volume hyper intensity. Feel a rip, rap, let yourself go. Who cares where it takes you when you get there, you know. Who the hell you are, but where the hell you been. Take a bus, take a slow, take a somewhere in between, yeah. The slow coach rumble, it numbs your mind. Take a deep breath, eat watermelon. Dark out all those people yelling at
not played those guys for a long time, and I should have. I really should have. Los Capitanes, out of Canberra, ACT, Australia, Riff Raff off their debut EP, No Buts, from 2004. I think they played a gig a couple of years ago, and they basically said, we're not playing anymore, this is it. This is the last one. And they sailed off into the sunset. Bit of a shame, such an awesome band. Hopefully, I'll have some news, Los Capitanes news, very soon about something else, bit of a side project. You will know what's going on very, very shortly. A couple of albums and the EP from Los Capitanes around early 2000s, right through to playing gigs with people like Area 7 and the Porkers in 2018. I think they did a Chop Dog Schooner Later tour, Cruise, Harbour Cruise as well at one stage not that long ago. We kicked off this week's third helping, your dessert course of ska, with a band called the Lazy Late Boys. Now, the Lazy Late Boys are a bunch of young fellas from the Gurindji-speaking area of Dagaragu. The boys like to write and sing songs in English and Gurindji about their mob, the Gurindji tribe. Their energetic blend of rock and reggae styles of music gets the foot tapping when sitting and the legs moving when standing, and you'll find yourself dancing in no time. They write of love and love gone wrong, like all young men do, but they also write of the importance of their culture. The album's called Freedom Day. It came out in 2004. I have a commitment to First Nations, Indigenous, Roots Reggae, Reggae Rock, Red Dirt Reggae on this show, and for the past, what do you reckon, 9 months? Apart from the month I had off, I have been playing a First Nations band to kick off the third part of the show each and every week. I am committed. Now, do you want some information about Dagaragu, previous known as Wattie Creek? It is located about 550 kilometres south of Darwin and 460 kilometres southwest of Katherine. Population, 196. And the Lazy Late Boys are from there. I'm not necessarily sure that they're still there. That album came out in 2004. That's 21 years ago. So with only a population of 196, there is a strong possibility that they may not still be in Dagaragu anymore. But who knows? I hope they are. I have tried to find a bit more information out about
about the Lazy Lake Boys, and unfortunately the only thing I can find is from the Kama Music record label. Kama is Australia's oldest Aboriginal record label, based in Alice Springs, not-for-profit organisation that has been recording, supporting and promoting Indigenous Australian music for over 40 years. So brilliant to see Kama still going. The Lazy Lake Boys on that label with their Freedom Day album. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for being part of Beefy's Ska Club. Yet again, we smash the airways for the 623rd time. I don't like to add up the numbers, but there you go. 623 episodes. If you've listened to every one like I have, congratulations. You deserve a medal. More than a medal. You deserve a knighthood, actually. And your contribution to ska is unwavering, like my commitment to Indigenous First Nations bands and New Zealand ska bands as well. Now, I'm committed to playing First Nations bands each and every week. I love diving deep and finding great tunes I can play, but I also know that I have to keep our brothers and sisters across the ditch happy. I don't think the New Zealand media give them much love, so I am all too pleased to play New Zealand ska, especially when there seems to be ska gigs happening over there. Now, there was the New Zealand Ska Festival a couple of weeks ago, I believe. There is a gig at Big Fan in Auckland on June 14th. Dead Contract, The Bridesmaids, and Judge Fudge and the Scatterbrains. Oh, yeah, Judge Fudge and the Scatterbrains. I'm pretty sure we have played Judge Fudge before, but they are playing on this old ska gig that's going on in Big Fan. Now, Big Fan look like they're doing a little bit of ska, which is great for Auckland. I'm not too sure how many active ska bands there are in Auckland right now. So without gigs, bands become unactive, or inactive, I should say. And the more gigs you put on, the more the bands want to play. You know, it's a vicious cycle. If there's no gigs, then bands get disillusioned. They don't want to play anymore. And so it begins. Anyway, we're going to go back to 2019. Judge Fudge and the Scatterbrains. Fudgement Day was the name of the album. They did a brilliant cover of the Hot Knives' Don't Go Away. So I thought, yeah, let's play this. It features Dave Clifton with Judge Fudge and the Scatterbrains. Don't go away, no, don't go away, don't go away no more.
Don't you go away, don't you go away from me.
Sorry, Jesse James. Jesse James out of London, their debut release, Shoes, off the Shoes EP. Jesse James, 4 albums, load of singles, brilliant. Shoes, what a tune that is, off their Punk Soul Brothers album that came out in 2002. But like I said, it was the debut single, the EP that came out in 2001. Bear in mind, Jesse James, just remember that for later. What a band, great band. Weren't around that long, actually. 2000 they started, finished up in 2006, 2007. Before that, Judge Fudge and the Scatterbrains, their cover of Don't Go Away by the Hot Knives, off their Fudgement Day album from 2019. If you are in Auckland on June 14, Judge Fudge and the Scatterbrains will be playing with the Bridesmaids and Dead Contract at Big Fan. So please check those guys out, because I love playing a bit of New Zealand ska. You should check out a lot of the New Zealand ska bands. They're very, very good. I think Gary Marshall from the Hot Knives, original member of the Hot Knives, I think he lives in New Zealand nowadays. Not quite sure where. I don't know whether he's in Auckland or not. So big shout out to Gary if you're listening. On our dessert menu, Ska Pod number 3 of Beefy Ska Club, we have a request team. Yes, we do. We have a firebrand collection of differing tastes that we like to get involved with the show. We get them involved with the show for a reason, because normally it's just me that pick out all the tunes. Now, with these 5 people, we can add diversity. We can add different likes, different wants, different needs from their ska menu, from their ska diet. And we have created something to behold. Something that no other ska show does around the world, and that's why Beefy Ska Club is the world's number one ska radio show. Yes, the ska keeps coming. The requests keep coming. Tunes that I wouldn't necessarily play. We're going to kick things off with lovely Jen this week because I went to the Sunny Coast Rude Boys gig on Friday night and was promptly told that I shouldn't play Bluey's Taxi anymore because it does people's heads in, even though Bluey is a worldwide phenomenon that people love. Doesn't matter whether you're in South America, in North America, in Europe, in the UK, in Asia, Bluey is loved universally. Also, Taxi's a bloody great tune and we love it on this show. We are upholding the Aussie tradition of little furry cartoons playing ska. Is that an Australian tradition? I have no idea. It is now. Anyway, lovely Jen decided that Paul should get some more Bluey in his ear holes. Thanks, Jen. I appreciate you. I really do. Paul, have a listen to this. It's Bluey. Is it Keepy Uppy? Yes, it's Keepy Uppy.
Well, I've got a game for you.
Is it Keepy Uppy?
Yeah, it's Keepy Uppy.
It's Keepy Uppy!
Of the mind can be returns to me a memory.
what a tune! Nazi Schwein from Dubtari out of Hamburg in Germany. That's off their Unser Sound album. There, it looks like their final album from 2013. They did five albums. I'm not sure they are a going concern. Dubtari, what a choice from Mark Hardy, Ohardio's hit for this week. This is why the request team are so important, because I don't think I would have played Dubtari, formed in 1998 out of Hamburg. I wouldn't have. But there you go. Why not? Great choice, Mark, up there in Tenambit in New South Wales, near Newcastle. Millwall Paul's request for this week out of Washington, D.C., the Loving Paupers, off their debut album, Lines. How many albums have they done? Seven, I think. 2019 that came out. The Loving Paupers made up of members of The Smooths and the Pietasters. The Pietasters, who we love on this show. Been going around a while. They're still going around. They're still putting out new material. In fact, the Ghost of Ladders they put out last year would have been a help from Victor Rice. And The Piano's Playing was the track that Millwall Paul chose off their Lines album. And before that, we kicked this first bit of the request team's requests off with lovely Jen, who decided that Millwall Paul has not heard enough Bluey. So, Paul, this one's for you. Bit of keepy uppy, can't go past Bluey. And I dare say you're going to hear more of Bluey on tonight's show. Yes, you will. You knows it, fella. You knows it. I play Keep You Uppy mainly because it's a good tune, and also Millwall just don't string passes together, so they end up doing a bit of Keep You Uppy. All right, that's three-fifths of the request team done. Don't go away, because there's more request team madness to follow. Jono's Juggernaut this week, the Skance. He's from Wollongong. The Skance are from Wollongong. He's gone close to home. This was off their It's Your Money album from 2023. This is Aldi from The Skance. Thanks, Jono. We'll be right back.
crutch. And in retrospect, the good times that we've had don't seem so worth it when I'm waking up in cold blood, shaking off the streets, fighting on the couch with a head full of secrets. I made up my bed and my guts, and it's time to sleep. Swaddled up in sterile white sheets, I'm losing touch.
Days and Days, DIY Riot Folk Ska from Houston, Texas. Formed in 2008 by Whitney Flynn and Jesse Sendejas, these guys have done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 albums. They have been very, very prolific. Loads of singles and EPs, lots of contributions to compilations, and a lot of miscellaneous stuff as well. So that was the request of Mel Lee out of Taupo in New Zealand. Mel Lee is a valued new member of the request team. And the Little Blue Pills Part 2 off the Oogle Death Machine from Days and Days, I can basically guarantee wouldn't have come across the Beefy Ska Club radar at any time in the future or the past. So thank you to Mel for choosing something very different. Like I have mentioned many times before, I don't give these guys any parameters apart from something weird and wonderful, something you want the rest of the world to listen to, something that is a little bit different. There's no point in requesting the specials Too Much Too Young, because I'll probably play that every, you know, once a month, I guess. Well, may not be once a month. I'll probably play other special tunes. But bands we don't often hear need a good old airing every now and again. So Mel has chosen Days and Days, and I thank him for that. Jono's Juggernaut, he went a bit closer to home with The Scants off their 2023 album, It's Your Money, Aldi. Great tune, great lyrics. You got to keep listening back to that and work out about Aldi. When Enforcer Margarine came out with a trampoline. When Enforcer Vegemite came out with a mountain bike. That type of stuff. Very, very good from The Scants. Thanks, Jono. Really, really do appreciate you being involved basically from the start of the request team, along with the OG, Mark Ardio. Alrighty, it's time to bring it on home on Beefy Scar Club. Some a bit of fun there. Now, remember when I played a band from London called Jesse James? Well, you will know what's going on right now. Going to start off with a band that was formed by King Hammond, Nick Welsh, and John Bradbury. Julia Mathias from Bellstars? A lot of them got together and formed Big Five. I should have looked them up to see. I couldn't quite remember off the top of my head. Jenny Mathias, Martin Stewart, who was in Bad Manners, and Nick Welsh, also known as King Hammond. Anyway, Big Five, bit of live, Jesse James.
Was running up and down my spine.
Shake, shake.
James. Jesse James. Jesse James rides again.
Godfather of ska himself from 1969, Laurel Aitken, Jesse James Rides Again. Also covered by, when I say covered, I'm pretty sure the Pyramids came out before Laurel Aitken, but it is a Laurel Aitken tune, Jesse James Rides Again. I think the Bees did it in 1966, which were the precursor to the Pyramids anyway from England, so very interesting. Before Laurel Aitken, we had a bit of a Chaos from Krumbach in Germany, 1988, Jesse James off their Beware is Approaching album. It was formed way back in 1982, and they are kind of the godfathers of German ska as well, Chaos. And we kicked that little Jesse James segment off with Big Five, the brainchild of Nick Hammond. Nick Hammond. Nick Welsh, also known as King Hammond. Martin Stewart used to be in Bad Manners. And Jenny Mathias, who was in the Bell Stars. I think John Bradbury from The Specials was the drummer as well. Great tune, Jesse James Live, off their Live Injection album from 1996. The band were called Big Five. And that's it for another Beefy Ska Club for this week. I hope you've had as much fun as me. It's been an absolute blast bringing you the best ska going from all four corners of the globe. Thank you to the request team. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for being part of Beefy Ska Club. It is an absolute honour that I can play some great, great tunes from the world of ska each and every week. And I want to thank all the bands for getting involved and sending me their releases, their albums and everything else. I do really appreciate it. If you are in a band and haven't played your latest releases or don't know about them, please get in touch with me. Follow me on Facebook, Beefy Ska Club. Follow me on Twitter, at Ska Nation Radio. Follow me on Instagram, Beefy Ska Club. Just send me a message. I'll get it eventually, even if I'm not too active on other platforms, but I will get them and I will respond to everyone and I will do my absolute darndest to get them on the show. Obviously, with the Ska Pod 2 now an integral part of the show, there is a bit more opportunity for me to squeeze a few more new releases in. Alrighty. If there's gigs in your area, please buy tickets as early as you can. Gigs are getting cancelled for a plethora of reasons, but the majority is poor ticket sales. We're all doing it tough right now. Man, it's difficult. Melbourne is crazy. So many gigs happening. It's not funny. Like I said, we've got two gigs in the same area, in the same scene, on the same day.
next weekend, and we just got to work around it. But if you know you're going to a gig, please, please, please get your tickets as early as you possibly can. And that way it will help to basically guarantee the gigs will happen. It is difficult. It really is. And I stress it's not just an Australian problem. It's happening in the UK. It's happening in Europe. And it is definitely happening in the US. So hopefully we can all get ourselves into buying tickets earlier, because the ska scene has been a huge walk-up scene over the years, and that stems from Jamaica in the 60s, UK definitely in the 70s and 80s, that is for sure. I mean, gigs I went to in the 80s and 90s, I don't think I ever bought a ticket. All right, it was always walk-up. We just got to change the mindset. And so please, buy your tickets as early as you can. Go and see a live band. It is good for mental health. It is proven now. Research has been done. Live music is positive for mental health. All right? If you're feeling generous or you've got a little bit of extra cash, buy an extra ticket. Take a friend. Go and have a good time. Go and have a night out. Go and buy some drinks, food. Support your local live music venues. Without local live music, the big bands of this planet would not have existed. You know, your Nirvanas, your Green Days, your Interrupters in the ska scene. They start in pubs and clubs, local live venues. We have to keep supporting them. Once they're gone, they ain't coming back. Unfortunately, it is as simple as that. Alrighty, enough preaching from the Big Beef Man. I preach it each and every week. So the more I can preach it, and the more we can follow and help out, the better it's going to be. My name is Beefy. This has been Beefy Scar Club. I'll be back. Same time, same place, same channel. In the meantime, please, please, please stay safe, do the right thing, and be excellent to one another. This goes out to Millwall Paul. You cannot stop the Bluey! Take it away, Bluey!
Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.